Bruchim Habaim, everyone. Afrelach in Purim. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for those who are here live. We have a very chashuva olam here in the room right now. And thank you for joining. To access the great segula of Chassam Sofer teaches that he has a tradition. The Chassam Sofer writes this in Jerushim va'agadois al Chassam Sofer. He has a tradition from his Rebbe, Reb Mendel Lilig, who in turn had a tradition from the Shev Yaakov, that anyone who learns between the Megillah of the night and the Megillah of the day, muftach loy shu ben olam haba, he is vouchsafed to be a resident of the world to come. Furthermore, the Chidah teaches us in the Lev David, Perek Chav Tes, that you know, many people spend the day of Purim involved in all kinds of things. The most important thing to do on Purim, aside from helping Aniyim, even perhaps even more, is Talmud Torah, Limud HaTorah. So thank you for joining us tonight. I want to share with you two presentations. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara makes the following statement. The Gemara says, Rava Amar, Kimishvarasa de Puraya. Rava says, like the Mishvarasa of Purim. What exactly is the Mishvarasa of Purim? Says Rashi, to jump by your feet, koifetz baraglav, kederach shehatinoikos koifetzim b'mei ha-Purim, to jump on your feet, like the children jump on Purim, shehoisa chafira ba'aretz, they would make a pit in the ground, v'ha'esh ba'yarbay, with a fire in the pit, v'hu koifetz misafa la'safa, and they would jump from one edge to the other. It almost sounds like moilach. I mean, maybe they got a little confused when they heard the Baal Kori say, Ha moilach me hoidu v'yad kosh. The problem is, if you hear the Baal Kori say that, you need to remove him immediately and get a new Baal Kori, because the word is Ha moilach, it's a milra. But what exactly is this custom they used to have on Purim that children jumped over fire? Actually, in my house tonight, the children did that. They took the fire of Havdalah. They knew that. The children in my house, they knew this Gemara, actually. And they jumped over the fire. Seriously, you should have seen it. What is the meaning of this custom to jump over fire on Purim? Rav Asher Weiss, in his Sefer Minchas Asher Sichais, he says something phenomenal. We know there's a famous stira. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, when the Rebbein Shem gave us the Torah, what was the response of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael responded, Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma. The famous question is, but the Gemara in Shabbos says, Adav peches, Amar Rav Abdimi, Barchama Barchasa, Malamed shakaf aleim har kegigis, V'amru lahem em makamas ha-toyra mutav, V'imlav sham tehei kfuraschem. That Hashem had to force us to accept the Torah. So how do you reconcile that? Well, Tosfos, Masechta Shabbos, says something phenomenal. We certainly wanted the Torah willingly. We were willing to accept the Torah. The thing is that Hashem was afraid that when we saw the great fire of Har Sinai, maybe we would retract. Because Chazal say, the fire was so awe-inspiring that actually their souls left. So there was a fear. There was a fear that had Hashem not forced us to accept the Torah, we would have changed our mind. And therefore Hashem forced us, so we should not retract because of the great fire. Actually, in Parshas Va'aschanan, it says that we did not retract because of the great fire. The Pasuk says, Vatikravon, Vata'amdon, Tachasahar, V'har Boyer Ba'ish, that even though it's human nature to retract from the fire, but Klal Yisrael approached closer. Therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, Hashem had to force us to accept the Torah. And not until Purim did we know that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah completely willingly. So therefore, on every Purim, the minog of Jewish children was to take a fire and jump over it, saying, this time around, nothing's going to hold us back. Not even a great fire will cause us to retract. On the night of Purim, on the day of Purim, we are so committed to Kabbalas HaTorah. We are so committed to ensure that the Ribbono Shel Olam will to ensure that we'll be mekabel the Torah berachamim uveratzoin, that we take a fire, we jump over the fire, and we say this time nothing's going to hold us back. That is the meaning of jumping over the fire the night of Purim. But Rav Asher Weiss offers another explanation as well, and that is, you know, fire. What does fire represent? Fire represents Midas Hadin. And on Purim, we have the capacity to jump over and to hop over and to skip over Midas Hadin and to be Zoicha Lefukudas Yeshua Verachamim. Because on this day, it's Venaha Poichu Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim Hema B'Soinehem. By the way, but to be Zoicha to this, the Iker Segula of the day of Purim is to be Oisek B'Toira. If one is Oisek B'Toira on Purim, then one can access tremendous rachamim. One could jump over the fire. One could jump over the midas hadin and be zoicha to tremendous yeshuais. And I would like to share with you another amazing idea as well. We're going to make it another separate point.